At one point in time, it appeared that Oregon was leading the charge for signing up folks for health insurance. But of course, as we all know, there were some problems with the online system. Recently, the Cover Oregon program was extended past the initial deadline to give folks until April 30th a chance to sign up and do that. Joining us this morning, Arian Holm, the Senior Public Relations Specialist with Cover Oregon. Arian, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Well, give us an update of where we are right now. How many Oregonians have signed up so far in rough numbers?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. We have enrolled about 225,000 Oregonians across the state, and that is really what the message that we are trying to get out there is that people are enrolling, and I think that, some of the some of what people have been hearing is leading them to think that they're not able to enroll. So we have been able to enroll about 225,000 people.
And the state extended the deadline in part because there were some problems initially, correct?
Yes, Governor Kip Hubbard worked with our federal partners to get an application extension. So people now have until April 30th to apply for health insurance. So as long as you get the process started and you submit an application, you should be able to get coverage in 2014.
Is this a human thing of a procrastination? Do you folks anticipate that there'll be quite a rush over the next couple of weeks?
You know, I would like to think not, but I think the reality is that people are deadline driven, and some people have been waiting for the website to open to the public. And so that's really part of our message. We are advertising across the state, encouraging people to apply by April 30th and just really pushing that deadline.
So for somebody who's sitting at home and has not applied yet and it just looks hopeless and overwhelming to them, what are the steps that they need to take?
So that's a good question. One of the things that I really want to emphasize is that people can go to a community partner or an agent in their area, and they have access to parts of the system that do work where they can enroll people in one sitting. So if you are feeling overwhelmed and you feel like you need to talk to somebody about what your options are, I would really encourage people to go to coveroregon.com. You just put in your zip code, and it'll show you what agents and community partners are in the area who can help you apply for coverage. The other option is to apply through our online PDF, and you can submit that electronically, and then Cover Oregon will get back to you in a couple of days and let you know what you're eligible for so you can move forward.
Well, that's something I wanted you to clarify, because the application process, you have to be approved. It's actually at least a two-step process, isn't it?
Correct. If you're going through a community partner or an agent, they can enroll you in one sitting. So they can go from start to finish. If you apply with a paper application on our website, Cover Oregon processes your application, so it is sort of a two-step process. And if you're eligible for a private plan, then you need to select a plan to enroll in. If you're eligible for the Oregon Health Plan, you're actually automatically enrolled once you're determined eligible for the program.
Joining us this morning, Arian Holm from Cover Oregon. The deadline was extended to April 30th to enroll. If you haven't enrolled yet and you have some questions about that process, you can give us a call and we can talk about that this morning. Our number, 800-838-3760. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Or, as always, send us an email, jx@jeffnet.org. Is there some differences between the Oregon program and the federal program in terms of the extension or the penalties that might be levied for people who don't sign up?
Yes. So we, as part of our special application period, we were granted people who apply by April 30th will not be subject to the federal tax penalty. So I can't necessarily speak for all states, but in Oregon, we did get granted an extension so that people are not penalized if they apply by April 30th if they apply through Cover Oregon. I also should note that with that, if people are eligible for the Oregon Health Plan, this would not necessarily apply to them. They can enroll year-round. The April 30th deadline is a hard deadline for people who are eligible for private health insurance and maybe eligible for tax subsidies and that type of thing.
And the penalty for the first year is relatively modest, but is it the same dollar amount, I should say, whether it's a federal penalty or in Oregon, of course, with the Cover Oregon program?
Yes. For an individual, it's $95 per person. And for children, I believe it's $45 per person. So if you don't have coverage by the end, if you haven't applied by April 30th, then you might be subject to that penalty.
Have you seen a fair number of people or heard of a fair number of people who are saying, you know, look, I can't even afford insurance. I'm just going to pay the penalty, at least in the early years, before it escalates, I guess, up over $600 or something a couple, 3 years down the road. Have you seen any response from that in the people of Oregon?
You know, I don't. I think we've talked to a lot of people through focus groups and that type of thing, and I don't know that it necessarily de-incentivizes people from buying health insurance. I think people see the value of health insurance, and they want it. And, about 80% of people who are applying for health insurance through Cover Oregon are getting some sort of financial help, whether it's in the form of a tax credit or cost-sharing assistance. And of course, the Oregon Health Plan is a no-cost health plan. So a lot of people are getting help paying for that. And so I think that does make a difference in the price. Oregon, fortunately, has some of the lowest rates in the country. And we're also very competitive. We have 11 insurance carriers. And so there are really some reasonable premiums offered for people who would otherwise be paying full price.
Now, for folks that have applied so far, you said about 225,000. Are we seeing primarily folks getting private insurance, or are they going through the Oregon Health Plan?
It's a mix. We've enrolled about 155,000 people in the Oregon Health Plan and about 65,000 people in private plans. So the proportion of people who became eligible as part of what was the Medicaid expansion, there are a lot more people eligible for it. So we sort of expected a high number, but we also want to make sure that we're getting people enrolled in private plans as well.
Do you have a general dollar limit that would differentiate between the Oregon Health Plan and the commercial insurance policies, some rough financial guidelines on that?
Sure. Well, the Oregon Health Plan is a no-cost health insurance. So if you are eligible for the Oregon Health Plan, it's essentially no-cost coverage. If you were to purchase a private plan, your premium depends on where you live, your age, and also whether or not you smoke. And before, there were a lot of different factors that influenced the price of the premium. But, you know, we're seeing people, you know, paying anywhere between, you know, $5 and $500 a month, depending on their income. And I'm sorry, I misspoke. It's based on your income and where you live. So if you are making, you know, up to $94,000 a year, for a family of four, you would be eligible for a tax credit. So it's a pretty high income threshold.
So someone who applies by mail and they're still wondering if they've been accepted or not, or if they've got the paperwork properly done, what's the procedure for them to verify the process to make sure things are moving along?
Sure. Once you actually submit your application, if you submit it through Cover Oregon, give us a week or so to process your application. If you have not heard back from us, you're welcome to call our service center at 1-855 Cover OR. We are processing applications much more quickly these days, and so you should hear back from us relatively soon. That said, in the coming weeks, there is going to be an influx in people applying for health insurance, so you may want to give us a little bit more time, but you can always verify that we have received your application if you're worried about that. The other thing I would say, if you're really worried about not being able to apply by April 30th, you can always purchase health insurance directly through a carrier.
And, of course, anyone who has health insurance through work or something like that, they're automatically enrolled in the system, aren't they?
They're not automatically enrolled. If you are offered health insurance through your employer and you take that insurance up, then this would not apply to you. So, where it gets a little bit tricky is if you are offered health insurance through your employer, but you, for one reason or another, it's not affordable or not accessible, then you could consider coming to Cover Oregon. There's an affordability test that we can look at. But, you know, this really is for people who are not offered health insurance through their employer or who are currently uninsured.
And let me ask about the dreaded computer system. What's its state? Because I guess every year we're going to have to deal with new enrollees all the time. Have some of the bugs been worked out of the system for the next enrollment period?
We are looking at a few options moving forward. I think, you know, through the end of April, we are really focused in getting as many people through the door as possible. And we're using a hybrid process, so we are using parts of the system to process applications. And as I mentioned before, community partners and agents are able to enroll people from start to finish through our website. So we are looking at a couple of different options moving forward, but people are able to enroll, and we encourage them to apply by April 30th if they're interested in getting health insurance.
Can folks go online and do some of this work ahead of time before they go in and meet with a partner or an agent?
They can. That's a good question. If you know that you're going to be eligible for a private plan, we actually have a calculator on our website that can kind of tell you in general terms what you might be eligible for. So if you make an appointment with an insurance agent or a community partner, knowing what you might be eligible for, and especially if you're eligible for private plans, looking at what plans are available in your area and knowing, so that sort of makes the selection process move along much quicker, and you can browse all of our plans by zip code on our website.
I know in the early days of the Affordable Care Act, this wasn't just an Oregon complaint that people had, but nationwide folks were saying, you know, I'm getting inaccurate quotes online from insurance carriers and things like that. Is this the kind of thing where you still have to go through a process of meeting with someone, or can you go to the Cover Oregon website and get at least a basic feel of what your insurance rates might be?
Yeah, you can apply and enroll in a plan on your own. That process is basically you apply through our website using our online PDF application that is submitted to Cover Oregon, and then they reach out and say, hey, you're eligible for either the Oregon Health Plan or you're eligible for a private plan, and you are eligible for, say, $100 a month in tax credits. So then at that point, you choose your plan, and then the tax credit is applied to your monthly premium. So if your regular premium is $200 a month based on the plan that you decide to go with, and then you're eligible for a tax credit of $100, then your monthly premium would only be $100. So just understanding that piece of it and knowing what you're going to pay per month, all of that information is on our website, and you can look at that. And once you're determined eligible, then you have even more options for shopping for health insurance online.
Yeah, yesterday, of course, was tax day, and a lot of us were running to the post office to get that all-important stamp on the date before we mailed it off. do you anticipate, I kind of asked this earlier, but if it's getting down there about the 28th or 29th and things are getting clogged up, do you anticipate some sort of procedure for where folks can expedite their applications and at least get in under the wire?
That's a good question. Also, we have to have your application received by April 30th. So if you are submitting it electronically on our website, you just need to fill out the online application and submit it by April 30th. If you're faxing it in, we need it received by April 30th. If you're mailing it in, you need a couple of days to let that make sure that we receive it. So I the message here is don't wait, because there is going to be a backlog, and there are going to be a lot of people are going to wait. And so the sooner you apply, the better.
For folks who just have some general questions still, is there a place where, other than the website, where they could get some answers from somebody meeting with a community partner? In other words, they're early in the process and they're not really sure what they want to do yet.
Sure. So, you mentioned the website. There actually is a lot of great information. We have some Q&As on there related specifically to the extended deadline. They can also reach out to a community partner or an agent by going to our website and putting in their zip code, and a list of community partners and agents in their area will come up. They can also call our service center at 1-855-COVER-OR.
Well, I would like to thank you, Arian, Arian Holm, for being with us today. You're the Senior Public Relations Specialist for Cover Oregon. Again, we need to have folks who need to apply to have their information in by April 30th, and you can go to a community partner, do some of it online, or an insurance carrier and get that paperwork, at least the initial process, going. So once again, thank you for being with us today.